We'll do the show tonight on January 12th, Tuesday night. And we have our regular Tuesday night guest, Cake Crusader, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy.
Wow. Battle lines have been drawn, haven't they? Like never before.
Yeah. Well, because you've got the Democratic establishment, a lot of people in the Democratic Party who are just so incredibly vindictive. And, you know, it's hard to believe. And then, of course, you've got Uncle Joe who's talking about uniting. But I don't know. We'll see. Uncle Joe, after the 20th, he might be our best friend. And, you know, he might be the only thing that's going to stand between us and chlamydia.
Joe Biden, the voice of reason?
My God. The madness.
Yeah, I mean, they're banning everything, okay? And I'm just scrolling through some just random headlines. You know, Ron Paul banned. I don't know who Dan Bongino is, but...
Oh, Dan Bongino? He was on Tucker's show a lot. He's on Fox a lot. And apparently, he is a major investor in something. Was he a major investor in Parler? He's a former cop and a former Secret Service guy, but I don't know how he got his money, but I think he's a major investor in one of these things.
Well, actually, Patrick, it's Parler.
You're exactly right. It is Parler.
The only reason I know that is because I did watch the original Pirates of Caribbean. I didn't watch any of the other ones, and I just watched it because I was young, and that was the only place I could take the chick. But it was entertaining. It was entertaining. The first one is entertaining, and when the princess gets captured by the pirates, she invokes parley, which basically is the right to speak your mind before they make you walk the plank.
Mm.
French word, I'm sure.
It just means to speak. Parlez-vous français? That is like the first thing you learn, maybe the second thing you learn in French class.
Then I'm like, oui, monsieur. Très bien. Yeah.
Très bien, très bien.
And so, according to The Hill, I didn't send you this. I'm just kind of randomly looking at stuff. Twitter on Monday announced it was banning over 70,000 accounts that share content surrounding QAnon conspiracy theories in the wake of the riot that erupted. So, we don't have to go through it. A lot of other talk show hosts have. A lot of other hosts on this network. But everybody knows about the banning. And the point that I'm trying to make, the battle lines, like, do they really, like, number one, here's two questions. Number one, do they know that they're pushing the normies all into the extreme right wing? And number two, are they doing it because they think they can get away with it and they're past the finish line?
I mean, those are two good questions. I'd say probably they don't know how much they're radicalizing the normies. I had somebody call me, and he was just laughing because he's looking at Gab. All these normies flooding into Gab, 600,000 a day, 600,000 a day new accounts. And, you know, what's on Gab? Who are the big trendsetters on Gab? You know, these are the people in our world. And so all these people coming to Gab are going to get exposed. And this is what's happening. Your second question, whether they think this is the end game, they probably do think it. I don't know if they're correct. You know, just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here and there's still going to be politics. You know, are elections going to be meaningful? Well, maybe not. But there's still going to be politics. We've learned that we can go out in the street and get things done, too.
Well, yeah, and if I may speculate just a bit, we know that the deep state is not Mitch McConnell or Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. I mean, Schumer's closer to it than others. I mean, if we want to really define the deep state, what Rush calls the deep state. It's what we would call the Jewish dominated elite. You know, the people that are funding this thing and handing out orders to various politicians. So if I may speculate, I think that these deep state Jewish dominated elites, I think they know very well what this is, and they feel it is an end game, and they're just pushing on with it because, you know, we almost reached a turning point with Trump where the populace tipped against them. Now, the politicians, on the other hand, that are the puppets, I think they are nervous as all get out. And I think it took something like the false flag Capitol riot. And when I say false flag, I mean, you know, whatever feds led those people in there to disrupt that. And then, you know, the situation was taken advantage of as a false flag. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think it's fair to call it a false flag because there was at least some involvement of agent provocateurs slash Antifa slash, Fed infiltrated right wing militias. There was at least some involvement. It wasn't just the normie Trump people all of a sudden storming in. In fact, you know, there's at least some evidence that the normie Trump people were trying to prevent those who were busting windows.
Plenty of video to that effect. And even, I don't know if you checked it out. Last week when Rush Limbaugh himself was on it may have been a Friday. He had a caller, and I wish that I'd saved the clip. I might try to look that clip up, and maybe we'll play it on Patrick and Jeremy for tomorrow. But there was a caller to Rush that said he was there at the Capitol, and as the people started to go towards the stairs, there were individuals dressed up in military-looking garb.
Mm.
Go ahead. Everyone's going to the Capitol. Come on, people. You know, there was people that looked official that were trying to get the regular Trump supporters to move on and go up to the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to look for that when we're done with this show.
Yeah, and I think I heard that guy. I did hear a bit of Rush where somebody called in and was making that kind of comment. And when I was there, like, I saw people who were dressed in dark colors, navy blue or black, and with black helmets, and who may well have been Antifa. And I saw people dressed in khakis and tans. And they seemed to be at least two separate teams. I don't know if they were cooperating with each other or not. I don't think they were, but they may have been. They certainly had common cause and were in proximity with each other and weren't fighting with each other. But I did see these people, and these people absolutely came dressed for the occasion. And I think that's really how you can easily distinguish between the two. The guy in the shaman, the QAnon shaman guy with the buffalo horns and the bear skins, he was dressed for an occasion. He wasn't dressed for that occasion, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, if you see somebody who's just in a Trump sweatshirt and a MAGA hat and nothing else, I mean, just regular, you know, just regular clothes, that guy wasn't dressed to smash in windows and occupy the Capitol, right? I mean, that's somebody who just got caught up in the heat of the moment. And, you know, I have to say, if I was 17, I would have carried away something. I don't know if I would have carried away the podium. I would have done something very, very memorable, I'm sure.
You would have rode in there with your rebel flag beach towel and your Southern comfort.
I would have.
You would have really gotten down into that protest, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would have, like, I don't know if there's, like, Tulsi Gabbard's not in Congress anymore, but if there's anybody that looked like her, I would have jumped in her lap and opened up that Southern comfort and said, hey, you know, let's have a swig or something like that. I don't know what I would have, but you know, and I didn't really see a whole bunch of young people in there. There was a lot of middle-aged people, but I think a lot of people got swept up in the moment. And, you know, I had Richard Carey was manning my show, and he was talking to me, and he had much more of a tone of concern in his voice than I did. I was there. I could only see what was going on around me, whereas as people who were not there probably had better real-time information about the whole thing. I only saw what was in my line of vision. And he had a little, he sounded more alarmed than I did. But also the other thing about being there is there was this kind of euphoria, even before we knew that, and I didn't know that, I guess I heard during the show that there had been a breach. I didn't know until after the show that that woman had died, or that there had been any real violence. But there was kind of a euphoria even before I knew that anybody had gone into the Capitol. Just seeing all those people on the lawn, on the stairs, scaling the side of the building like rock climbers, it was just like festive. And so I think some people got carried away and went in, and I think those people really did nothing wrong, because when you think of the great crime that was going on, and even the, I don't know. Well, I'll leave it at that.
Well, and they're probably, the normal people, there's over, 120 arrests and counting. Shaman Bull guy got arrested. I did not hear about Baked Alaska getting arrested yet. That's odd.
Well, yeah, and this is the question. Like, how many people actually went in? And are we going to know? Now, they may say how many people got arrested. And then, of course, I'm not going to say anything about Baked Alaska because I don't know him. I don't know much about him. But if you've got like 300 people who went in and 150 who get arrested, why aren't the other 150 getting arrested? Especially, especially like there's all these pictures, very clear pictures of people's faces, and it's pretty hard not to be identified if you've got a clear picture of the face. And so, yeah, I mean, we know from Charlottesville that the guy walking around with the Nazi flag, he was never doxxed.
Exactly.
And why was that, right? Because he was supposed to be there. Because he was there doing his job. He was on duty.
And I would propose to you, we say Antifa, but I mean, Antifa is just a bunch of, drugged up felons, and they have really no organization. So I think it's been proven that Antifa is an arm of the Fed. I could go back to COINTELPRO and show examples of how they've done this in the past, and I don't think anyone would argue with me.
I wouldn't.
And so probably, and I know where I heard that. I didn't listen to Rush and hear it. Farron Shoaff in his first hour on Saturday morning highlighted that call. So I've got his archives pulled up, and I'm going to try to pull it up and get to Mike here eventually, and we'll play it just in case anybody missed it. Maybe we can do that. So I think getting back to the original point of discussion is, do they know what they're doing in pushing all the right-wingers into one all together now? I mean, I think the elites do, and they're just – ramrodding on with it anyway. I think the politicians are very nervous about it. The ones that were going to challenge the election, this whole thing just caused them to fall apart and not challenge it, with the exception of Holly. I don't know what Ted Cruz did. But it all just was the purpose of the invasion then was just to stifle the debate on the floor and to push on with this agenda.
I was originally using the term naughty children to make all the Trump supporters into naughty children, but I think that's pretty much an understatement. They're trying to turn the Trump people into domestic terrorists, and people who didn't step foot in the Capitol, who simply had their pictures taken on the lawn or on the sidewalk, are being fired right and left, not just by companies, but even by municipalities, by public, by governments. And there's something definitely wrong with that. And maybe that's, you know, at some point they're very likely to have gone so far that there's going to be a pushback and unforeseen consequences.
Well, but like I said, in their zeal to do this, I mean, regular people are looking at this and saying, why are they arresting massive amounts of people? And there wasn't hardly any arrest in Black Lives Matter. You know, you had the three Antifa or whoever they were that attacked Kyle Rittenhouse. One guy that had his arm blown apart, who was carrying a handgun, he was a felon. So you're talking about a felon who had a firearm. That's illegal. And we could have brought it across state lines. Nothing. You know, no arrests at all. People are seeing this. And people are listening to us. I've had normies just call me and ask me all kinds of questions because they know that I studied this out. So this is what an opportunity we have.
Yeah, the hypocrisy is so rank and in your face, and everybody's seeing it. And you wonder, you know, you've got apparently in Missouri, there's a new freshman congresswoman. Her name's something Bush. Her last name is Bush. I don't think she's related, or at least not too closely related, because I think she's black. So I don't think she's related to George, but who knows? And she was formerly homeless. And she's trying to introduce legislation, I guess, for all the co-sponsors of the objection, and it was originally in the House of Representatives, something like 140 people who were willing to object. And that they all must be removed from Congress. They all have to be expelled from Congress, which, I mean, that is a real, I mean, that's what happens when you're going to just flat out dictatorship, to expel the opposition party from Congress. This is exactly, I mean, that is a classic move for dictatorship. Now, I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think it's going to fly. But the fact that people would be making such proposals, all these draconian proposals, which are straight out of, you know, third world dictatorship playbooks, that tells you a lot. And they're going way too far. And I can't help but thinking there's going to be a backlash.
So, you know, number one, the first step, not the final solution. if you will, oh God. But no, Trump is the first step. Second step is the waking up of the masses of patriotic Americans. And I think we're in that step number two. Third step is the backlash. I don't think Trump was the backlash. Trump was, I mean, in a way, maybe a little bit, that he was just the beginning of the backlash because everybody voted, you know, they went out and voted in mass numbers. But just the entire Trump presidency and now the fall of it, that seems to be the first step. We're in step number two right now, the waking up of people. I'm very interested to see what step number three is.
Yeah, and so...
Let's take that break. You can cover step number three, and then we got that rush clip on the other side, in plain sight.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Inside, well, we see the light, and we were talking about stage one and two, the awakening of America, and what were you going to say about stage three, the backlash?
Well, actually, what I was going to say was, because I think you said something, made some earlier reference about running a victory lap, or thinking that they've the end game. I think that was the term used, end game. And I thought,
cross finish line.
Yeah, and I thought in 2015, early 2015, was it, or maybe it was 2014, when they did the gay marriage Supreme Court case, and then immediately embarked on trannyism. That, like, they just thought that they had it all wrapped up, and then Donald Trump came along, and they had to spend the next 5 years putting out that fire. Now, and I guess they think they put out that fire. And so now they're doing the Great Repression, which is what I'm calling this. All of this deplatforming and all the censorship, the Great Repression. And they're going to get Donald Trump was a backlash. They're going to get a big backlash here. It's hard to say what form it's going to come in.
And I'm going to be careful not to Fed post, but I doubt it's going to be political. It could be in the form of secession or just more civil disobedience. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in Texas, you're in the Texas legislature, you are actually getting legislators who are pushing for secession now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we've got that Rush clip pulled up. Mike, go ahead and play that, and we'll cut it after we get to the pertinent parts of the first couple minutes of it.
And back to the phones we go. Randall, Raleigh, North Carolina, glad you waited. Great to have you here. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rush. I'm so honored to be with you today.
Thank you, sir.
I was calling in to say I was at the rally yesterday and at the protest at the Capitol. And I want to preface this by saying that this, in my belief, this is the largest false flag operation that I have ever seen. When we went, we're at the rally was completely peaceful. Everybody, it was great. There was so many people were packed in like sardines. Everybody was happy, smile on their face. Trump spoke. Me and my brother-in-law were there. We left a little bit early before Trump finished his speech because we wanted to get to the Capitol and kind of be up front. So we left a little bit early, got there, We stopped at a food truck. There was a guy that came by the food truck where we were at. He was wearing all black. He walked up to me and he said, "Man, you're missing all the action. They're trying to take the Capitol building." And I said, "Really?" And my brother-in-law was like, "Well, what do you mean?" He's like, "Yeah, we were up there." And my brother-in-law said, "Did you do that?" He's like, yeah, we did it. We need y'all to come on. So we finished. We grabbed our food and we went up there quickly. We got close and they had already taken the lawn that was there. And everyone was up to the steps. The cops had a barricade. We heard people yelling and screaming.
Wait. The cops had the barricade what? Down or up?
They had the barricade in front of them guarding the Capitol building. And all the people that were there protesting were standing on the other side of the barricade.
Both sides?
No, they weren't. They weren't on the inside yet. This is before it,
okay,
kind of, it
okay.
took over.
It's my hearing. Forgive me. I'm just trying to keep up. Okay, go.
That's okay. So we saw a guy that looked really suspicious. He was wearing all black hoodie or a black face covering, all black boots and everything.
Dead giveaway. Democrat. Dead giveaway.
He crouched down behind us, and we saw him lighting a flare. He lit the flare and threw it at the cops. Me and my brother all...
Wait a minute. This guy clad in all-black hoodie crouched and lit a flare and threw it at the cops.
Yes, sir. He lit the flare, threw it at the cops. Both me and my brother-in-law were looking at him, caught eye contact.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Hang on. Don't go away. Well, I told you. Now it's official. Pelosi...
Yeah, that's good.
And I heard that. Yeah, I did hear that.
And I know we've got a lot of spillover audience, but that was worth playing again, just in case anybody didn't hear it. Aaron Shelb show on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And that's a really good clip there. So I think Russia's boasted of 40 million plus listeners, and they're all, you know, the people that we want on our side. And so I think that people are, this is very well known. I like Rush. Democrat. That's Democrat.
Yeah. That was funny. Dead giveaway, Democrat. But the thing is, the nature of false flags is to dress in your opponent's colors, right? Your opponent's uniform. And so anybody can dress in anything. But what we know for absolutely sure, and that video I posted on davidduke.com shows it, and I sent to you, and I know you saw it, is that there were people dressed in black breaking windows with a martial arts tomfa club and a flagpole. And within 20 or 30 seconds, the people around them stepped in and stopped them, booing. And then you got this cheer or this, chant of F Antifa, F Antifa. And Jason and I heard that. Now, we didn't know what had precipitated the chant. We just heard the chant. But, and because that was where we were. We were about 200 yards from there standing in the street. And so for absolute positive, we know that Trump supporters stopped people that they thought were Antifa from breaking into that particular door.
Absolutely. Back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Back on the other side of the break, Ghost Dancing Hero and In Plain Sight. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and please send some donations, because it's going to be a rough ride with this free speech clamping down. Mail it in, call it in, just get it in there. You guys know what to do. Upper left-hand menu, smash that donate button like Antifa smashes through the doors and the windows of the Capitol. They didn't smash through the door, actually. They just let them in. But John and his guest, Roger, earlier today on the National Intel, talked about how there were actually professional hammers being brought in that were designed for deconstruction and busting through these sort of things. That's interesting, too, that it wasn't all just flagpoles. So very, very interesting stuff. And let's see, what did I want to mention before we go on to – we do have a caller. We don't normally take a lot of calls on our show, but I think it's apt tonight. 512-248-8252. I'll think about what I was going to say later, but we do have Mark in Texas, our old friend Mark. Welcome.
Aloha, brothers.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, so proud of you, Patrick and Mike, for going. And giving great reports. What I wanted to mention is there's a lot of things. You were on Patrick's show, and you mentioned something about Charlottesville, Jeremy.
Yep.
And I think that really is the pivotal moment in what we're dealing with today. I think it escalated COVID, the global reset. I think it made the chicken swingers poop in their pants.
Oh, yeah. And I think in Charlottesville, they were really alarmed to see, what thousands of people turn out for you're not the riot. And so they did that false flag, you know, the next day on Saturday after the tiki torch. And now they're using Charlottesville as a model to do a false flag on the Trump supporters. And I think they were alarmed to see over a million Trump supporters there. John estimates that it was at least a million and a half, perhaps. And so, yeah, that did scare. I think it scared them. The upper echelons of the elite are not scared of us, but the politicians are scared. So that's a good point.
Well, they need to all be scared of us, even the top.
They should be. I think, like we were mentioning, that they feel like they have crossed a threshold here and that they can just do whatever they want. And they're proving that by the, all of the censoring. And they don't care that the entire right wing is galvanized now.
Well, if we really wanted to, we could have burned the Capitol down, but that's not what we wanted. And
we advocate burning the Capitol down here in plain sight.
Absolutely, my brother. The other thing I wanted to mention, I heard a very interesting show on Revolution Radio, and but I support giving shekels to RB Hand, but there was a good show, and he said that what we're looking at today is very similar to Reconstruction, and that these Democrat cities that had all the fires and the looting, those were all opportunity free zones or enterprise free zones, which were owned by the WTO. And what happened in Reconstruction is, from my brief understanding, and that the carpetbaggers, et cetera, in the South were allowed to burn farms, ranches, barns, crops, cattle, dogs, cats. They also formed what they called the, and this was in retribution for the Civil War, they also started the Freedmen's Bureau. And also the, I believe it was called the Union League. And I believe Southerners for about 10 years were not allowed to vote. They just had to take it. And it seems eerily similar to what we're dealing with today.
That's a very good comparison, Mark. And I've compared it to the Bolshevik Revolution in that we see Biden's administration filling up with Jews, and taking over and giving powers to the minorities. But you made a good comparison. The Black Lives Matter riots that we saw the last, you know, 4 or 5 months, that was them kind of cracking down on us. And now they're cracking down with the censorship and the demonizing of any MAGA rallies and MAGA supporters. And that's interesting, because what was the backlash to Reconstruction? It would be the Ku Klux Klan, a vigilante group that was organized to keep justice. And then you had a huge nationalist movement in America that culminated in the early 20th century.
Democrat for 75 years. Yeah. Because of Lincoln, the traitor, the sympathizer. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that, but
I never thought of that comparison with the Reconstruction, probably because that's not my specialty in terms of history. But that's really, really interesting. And you did have the disenfranchisement of Confederates. There may have been vehicles where they could get their voting rights back, but they were disenfranchised, and they were white people. And you had a massive redistribution of wealth. And, wow, there are a lot of similarities. Because, you know, now they're talking about, well, effectively expelling members of Congress because they were pro-Trump?
Yeah, very good comparison. We appreciate that, Mark. We got a couple more calls. Give us your final parting words, my friend, and we're going to move on with the show.
Well, I learned a long time ago. I've been in sales and marketing for 35 years and never underestimate the American people, especially Joe Sixpack. And if you do, you do that at your own peril.
Yep, that's
and
a very good point.
Have a great night.
You too, Mark. We appreciate it, my friend. And let's move on to the next caller, Pat, North Carolina. Pat, welcome to the show.
Jeremy, thanks for having me again. And it's truly an honor to be here with Dr. Patrick Slattery, so I appreciate that as well. I just want to let you know that the boys down in Pineland know what the Zionist cabal's primary enemies are. They're sovereign nations that won't play ball with the global blankers. That includes China, Russia, Syria, Iran. More than anything, they want to take down Iran. Iran is the strongest military in the Middle East to protect the smaller, oil-rich sovereign nations like Syria. If fake Israel can take out Iran, they get everything in the Middle East. The problem is fake Israel has to take out Russia and China to ever be able to get to Iran. This is a huge problem for the cabal. Sure, China is not angelic, but the cabal countries, U.S., U.K., fake Israel will always demonize them because the fake Jew lobbies are always bribing and threatening U.S. politicians to go after China and Russia. That's the word being spread around here. And I can tell you across my military community, it's split. All my brothers are either now Nazis or Zogbot traitors. So that's how divided this country is at this point. And it's coming from, like the last caller just said, I really believe, a foreign influence. Just like Solzhenitsyn said, you know, that's my take. That's where we're at right now down here.
I have a question.
Really pulling the curtain back.
I have a question. The people that you described around you as Nazis, are any of them former military?
All of us are. This is all in the military community. I'm former military. You can catch my LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I just got it back up. I actually put a message out while I was hammered Friday night. Sorry about that. But they restored my LinkedIn. Apparently, it's against their terms. Mossad agents are a protected class, according to LinkedIn. But as long as you tell them you were drunk, your buddies were drunk, and they did it and stole your password, they'll restore it. So they restored mine.
I have another question. Yeah. The people who are, you know, you described as Nazis, are they enlisted men? Are they former officers?
I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, the Zogbots, do they outrank the Nazis?
I can't say that for sure. I was always enlisted. I mean, I'll tell you all about my military career. I was a CID agent, and I was infantry before that. The CID agent side is completely liberal. I learned that when I went to CID Special Agent Academy. It's totally, completely run by, like, the left wing, like, pro-gay, pro-colored, pro-tranny, pro-sex change. The CID in the last 30 years has made a complete switch. I respect the old agents. I respect the old agents who went after the homosexuals. Because 30 years ago, CID agents would hunt down homosexuals and kick them out of the Army. Now today, they protect them. So it's like a complete flip. And let me tell you something else about the enlisted side of the Army that's complete garbage that just happened in the last 5 years. They got rid of non-commissioned officers' boards. So now, if you're just in the Army for 4 years, you get promoted to sergeant. No board. And that is disgusting. I had to work my butt off to become a sergeant in the United States Army. So now to just hand it off, it's disgusting. The second thing that I saw happen while I was in the Army was that they got rid of pensions. So I was on the old system where, like, if you're 20, you got to keep your pension. Well, now they started switching it all, and you could just tell it's just all communistic. It's just like history repeating itself. And, you know, I'm a doctoral student. I study finance. A lot of my professors are great people. One of them wrote a great people about the wandering debt bubble. You know, I call that the wandering lost tribes of Jews just destroying everything and leaving it all in a wake. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. And I don't know. I just appreciate the show, and I appreciate your work, Dr. Slattery. And the whole reason I got into this is, honestly, before I joined the Army, I was literally in college, maybe in my graduate program, but I was watching CNN, and I watched Wolf Blitzer's little weak, frail self get up there and try to introduce Dr. Duke as a former Ku Klux Klan member 11 times. I had to sit there for 30 minutes and wait to watch Dr. Duke handle Wolf Blitzer. And that was the most beautiful thing I've ever saw. It really woke me up, and it was great. And I always kept my mouth shut. I don't think I'm a white nationalist. I'm white. You know, my wife's not. My child definitely is. She looks it. But, even black people, a lot of patriots are seeing what's going on. They really pulled the curtain back, and it's coming out. Like, we know who's censoring us. We know it's a foreign influence. It's just about spreading the word. The issue is that they're flooding the borders so fast, you really can't do much about it. It's kind of hard.
Wow.
What do you think?
We appreciate that.
We don't have another caller waiting, do we? Because I have a couple of questions.
No, I don't think so.
So I mean,
go ahead and mention.
You guys were in the military. I wasn't. So I'm going to ask you. It's been my impression from people I know, especially the retired colonels and whatnot, that once you've spent, if you're an officer and you've gone to the OT, officer training school or whatever, and you spend so many years, 20 years, the bulk of your career in the military for a cause, and that cause is defending our freedom and from these horrible enemies of China and Iran and Russia, isn't it hard to then like turn around and say, oh, wait a minute, there's 20 years of my life I wasn't really defending my country. I was actually on the wrong side. Isn't it hard? That's why I was asking about the ranks of the people, because I think it would be really hard for a retired colonel to say, oh, wait a minute, maybe I wasn't defending our country's freedom.
Well, my response to that would be maybe for a retired colonel, but I came into the Army with a master's degree and $60,000 of non-dischargeable debt. I raised my right hand under President Obama. I've been on over 100 missions. I have a combat infantry badge. I'm not like some great warrior, but I put my life on the line. I have over 50 jumps, according to my jump log. Like, I can tell you this. NCOs are the ones who are kicking down the doors with the enlisted men under them. The officers sit in their office, and maybe they'll come out to the, whatever a FOB we're operating off of. But they're not the ones kicking in the doors, watching their buddies get shot. They're not the ones out there. I mean, sure, there are a few. I don't want to like just destroy or crap on our officers, because they're great officers in the United States Army. But in general, officers are there to plan and supervise. They're not actually on the ground. So I think like there's a difference. Also, when you're in the infantry in the United States Army, and you're enlisted. When you're in the locker room, anything goes. You say whatever you want. You can, it's a boys. It was never women allowed. Now they're letting women in, so it's probably going to be ruined. The ranks will be ruined. Our army will be ruined. But, it's just a different culture, I think, before it was destroyed. And, I don't think it is. I think we all knew what we were there for. We were all there because we had nothing. We wanted to make something, and America gave us that opportunity. And now that we took that opportunity and lived through it, they want to take it all away.
I have one more question. Now you're a doctoral student, and you're surrounded by people who probably aren't that like-minded.
No, not at all.
Are you going to be able to get through this? Do you have to keep your head down?
I think so. I mean, like, I'm taking it online because of this COVID hoax that's totally designed to
might benefit.
Just like
you
the weapons of mass destruction hoax. You know what I mean? Like they had us crawling around Iraq for no reason. Same thing. But. I don't know. I don't really care because I'm out of college debt now. I'm using my GI Bill, so there's the music.
Appreciate your call, Pat. I got all your emails, too, and you hit some very valid points that you included in your emails. And we're going to move on and finish out the show on the other side of the break. Thanks, my friend. Call back
later. Good talking to you, Pat.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It is useless to resist us.
All right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to In Plain Sight, the last couple minutes of the show. And so we've moved on through a little bit of the prep, but Pelosi's laptop is still missing. I think Q totally has that, don't you, bro?
You know, that's, so I heard that somebody hijacked her Twitter. You know, they were, when they were in the office, they got on the Twitter and just typed out a bunch of characters. And I was like, what a, you know, the guy who was telling me was saying, what a waste. Now, do you, is it possible? Do we know that a laptop was stolen, or is this just Q stuff?
I looked through all the mainstream media admits that it's stolen and still missing. One of the things that I heard mentioned on different shows on RBN is that Lieutenant General Thomas McEnery of the Special Forces has the laptop. Now, that's can't be verified, but there's several YouTube. There's at least one YouTube. Wants to look that up. Interesting if true.
Well, I mean, that is huge if true, because you know, we know from Hillary's emails, which she even typed on a non-secure server, right? Wasn't it like on a AOL account or something? And she had all sorts of stuff in her emails. And you know, look at Hunter Biden. Look what was on his laptop. So I'm sure there'd be all sorts of stuff on this if it's true.
then thank you for your service, whoever took it.
And people are like, oh, bro, she wouldn't leave a classified laptop out.
What the heck? She's not even a boomer. She's a boomer's babysitter is what she is.
She's a greatest generation, but she's the worst of the greatest generation. But I mean, people are like, oh, she wouldn't leave that out. But as you pointed out, look how retarded Hillary Clinton was and the stuff that she did. Can't they I can send them 5-16-year-old kids that can show them how to do stuff that'll never be found.
Yeah, I mean, well, John Podesta, how did they hack into his email?
Well,
they fished his password. You know, it was like somebody said, hey, I'm a Nigerian prince, and send me $50 million to secure whatever. Yeah.
These politicians are such idiots, and it's like there's so many loose ends there, and there's so many ways, and it's like I seriously believe that somebody has Pelosi's laptop. Now, what's going to come of it? I don't know. We're getting into Q territory there. Which side has the laptop? Our side or their side? You know,
well, I mean,
their side has Joe Biden's son's laptop.
Yeah. And the thing is, the fact that somebody in real time had typed out a bunch of characters on her Twitter, it makes it believable. Now I understand. If the object wasn't to hijack her Twitter, but just to maybe confirm that actually was her laptop, because if that's your plan and you've got her followed on Twitter, and then you type something on that laptop and it comes up on your Twitter on your phone, it's like, yep, this is it. And then all you need to do is type characters.
I would have put so much more interesting things. We here in Plain Sight do not advocate the stealing of government.
No. Not at all. And when I say absolute your service, it's just in a comedic way. I mean, it's funny.
And we have much, much more prep that we're going to have to continue on our recording that's going to take place on the Patrick and Jeremy Show tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. And I hope you went to the Chatango in Plain Sight, chatango.com. Sorry I didn't announce that, but there's interesting chats there. You can still get on it. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.